This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're scheduled to be joined by esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. And we're going to be talking to Paul, hopefully, about a whole gamut of stories, everything from Tesla's recent introduction announcement that they're going to build a all-wheel drive variant of their S model with, quote, super high-performance capability. Also, we'll talk about some recalls. Nissan just recently said that they're recalling a bunch of vehicles. And all the latest news from Detroit and around the world. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by a representative from the company called ZBART. And also we'll be talking with Pam Oakes from CarCareForTheClueless.com. She's both an ASC-certified mechanic and radio host and has written a number of books about automotive mechanics, mechanical issues. She is, as I said, an ASC-certified mechanic, so we're going to be talking to her about a gamut of things. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or anytime throughout the broadcast or throughout the week, we can get you direct access to me simply by shooting an email over to bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. While we wait, hopefully, for Paul Eisenstein, a recent story crossed my desk that really caught my attention. It's from a publication called businessinsider.com, and they basically put together a list of cars most likely to get to the 200,000-mile mark, with the average new vehicle here in North America being more than 10 years old, and with more and more people holding on to their older vehicles, definitely vehicles are achieving higher mileage levels than we've seen in quite some time. Part of this is the result of the fact that new vehicles are built so much better today than they were not that long ago, and a lot of these vehicles have the kind of capability that will enable you to drive them for a long, long time. And I'll kind of make that a side question for you guys. If you could call into us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have a vehicle that has an awful lot of miles on it and like to tell us about it, we would love to hear about your particular story. Of course, we've covered here on the broadcast the story of Irv Gordon, the gentleman with a 1966 Volvo that he has driven past the 3 million mile mark. But that's say the least, a very much of a rarity. Most people never, ever get close to even 300 or 400,000 miles, let alone a million miles. But Irv is a one-of-a-kind individual and certainly has done a great deal of public relations work for the folks at Volvo, because that is certainly something that not only is in the Guinness Book of World Records as far as the vehicle with the most mileage on it, but just an amazing personal story as well. So we'll take a look here at some of the vehicles that are most likely to last 200,000 miles. We put together a list here of the top 20 longest-lasting vehicles, the percentage of cars with over 200,000 miles on it, beginning with number 20 on the list. It's the Chevrolet Silverado 1500, ranks number 20. This includes trucks, this particular list. I also have a list of cars, but we'll go through the complete list to start with. Number 19 belongs to Lincoln with its sport utility vehicle, the Navigator. Number 18, the Ford F-150, is likely to go past the 200,000-mile mark. Number 17, the Ford Explorer. Number 16, the Toyota Avalon. Number 15, also from Toyota. This time it's the small pickup truck called the Tacoma. Number 14, the Subaru Legacy. Subarus, of course, have that Boxster-style engine, that flat engine that many people like for a number of reasons: lower center of gravity, better handling, and longevity. I have a cousin who's married to a gentleman who loves to buy old Subarus with very high mileage on them, and quite often he purchases vehicles with 175,000 miles on it and runs them into the ground. Number 13 on the list, the Dodge Durango. Number 12 on the list of vehicles most likely to surpass the 200,000-mile mark, it's the Honda Accord. Number 11 from GMC, the Yukon, the big sport utility vehicle. Number 10 also belongs to GMC with the Sierra 1500. Number 9 belongs to Toyota with their Sequoia vehicle. Number 8, the GMC Yukon XL. That's the longer version of the regular Yukon. Number 7, the Chevrolet Tahoe. Number 6, GMC Sierra 2500 heavy-duty vehicle. This is a vehicle mainly used by tradespeople, the big heavy-duty GMC Sierra. Number 5, Ford's Expedition, which is no longer in production these days, but that was the very, very long what you just said. This vehicle was actually in a basement.
It was in a basement in the unlikely town of Greenville, South Carolina. It had been there from 1955 until I bought it 4 years ago. Four different owners owned it. It was never driven, and it never left town. So it just went from one garage to another. And the garage that I found, or the basement I found it in, it had been there for probably 10 years. It was just an intriguing car, and every time somebody bought it, the price went up a little bit more and a little bit more. When I bought it, it went up a lot because it was the flavor of the month. Interesting side story. It's not in the book, but I'll tell you. My car was once owned by a Presbyterian minister who lost the car in a garage lien. Well, a few years later, this Presbyterian minister bought a second Cunningham, and he owned that until he died, and then a friend of mine owned it. He was 85. He said, "Tom, can you sell this car for me? I got this Cunningham. It's sitting in my garage, 68. I'm not a real Cunningham guy. Well, the upshot is I sold it to Jay Leno a couple of weeks ago, so now we both own cars owned by the same minister.
Oh, what a great story. We're going to have more great stories with Tom Cotter straight ahead, the author of the brand new book. You got to get it, 50 Shades of Rust. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 8, 2014, gold opened at $12,1880. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,263.60, $631.80 for a half ounce, or $315.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,263.60, $631.80, and $315.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome
back, everybody. We're having a little bit of a digital connection problem between my humble home studio and GCN's Master Control Studios in Minnesota, but hopefully we won't have that disruption again. Paul Eisenstein was originally scheduled to be here on the broadcast with us, and unfortunately my producer Matt has done a great job in trying to track down Paul, but looks like he may have forgot. There was a little bit of a confusion between Paul and myself earlier this week about the exact time that he was going to be on, and I told him specifically that this was the time, but you know how things get mixed up every now and then. It happens to all of us, but when it happens to us here on the radio, it can be a bit of an annoyance, to say the least. But Paul is a great contributor, and if we don't get him back with us this week, we will definitely get him back with us in the not-too-distant future. I was running down a list here of cars and vehicles that percentage-wise go over 200,000 miles. Now, when you look at the percentage of the number of cars from a particular brand that go over 200,000 miles, it's pretty slim, and I'm going to point that out as we go down this list a little bit further. I've been running down the top 20, and these are the top vehicles, including trucks and SUVs. The Silverado 1500 from Chevrolet in 19th place, the Lincoln Navigator in 20th place, Lincoln Navigator in 19th place, the Ford F-150 18, Ford Explorer 17, Toyota Avalon 16, the Tacoma from Toyota 15, the Subaru Legacy 14, Dodge Durango 13th place, 12th place, Honda Accord 11th place, a GMC Yukon 10th place, the GMC Sierra 1500 9th place, the Toyota Sequoia 8th place, the GMC Yukon Extended Wheelbase XL, 7th place, the Chevrolet Tahoe, 6th place, the GMC Sierra 2500 Heavy Duty, 5th place, the Ford Expedition, Ford Expedition, number 4, the Toyota 4Runner, number 3, the Chevrolet Suburban, number 2, Chevrolet's Silverado 2500 Heavy Duty, and the number one ranking vehicle with the percentage of cars over 200,000 miles with a score of 4.2%. So this is not a huge amount, but 4.2% of vehicles out there on the highways happen to be Ford F-250 Super Duty pickup trucks that have lasted over 200,000 miles. Let's take a look at some other vehicles here. Specifically, we'll take a look at just plain cars with the percentage of cars going over the 200,000-mile mark. Why don't we do the top 10? Number 10, the Subaru Outback. Number 9, Acura's TL. Number 8, the Honda Civic. Number 7, the Ford Taurus. Number 6, Toyota's Camry. Number 5, the Nissan Maxima. Number 4, the Honda Odyssey. Number 3, the Toyota Avalon. Number 2, the Subaru Legacy. And number 1, the Honda Accord. So as you can see, dominated by Japanese manufacturers, all Japanese manufactured vehicles with the exception of the Ford Taurus. Not a single German on the list. That's interesting. No BMW, no Mercedes-Benz, no Porsche, no Italian vehicles on this list, no Swedish vehicles on this list, no British vehicles on this list, and that's an interesting little factoid. How about yourself? Have you got a vehicle with a lot of miles on it? I'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Some of the other big stories making headlines this past week here in the world of automobiles comes from the survey by a company called Interbrand. This is an annual survey of the world's most valuable brands. usually, as you can imagine, some of the giants of technology as well as some food companies tend to dominate this sector. But let's see, on the automotive side, Toyota was ranked 8th overall, lagging behind such tech giants as number one, Apple. The Apple brand is the most valuable brand in all of the world, according to the company called Interbrand. What else is in that top 10? We've got Google in second place, and we've got Coca-Cola in third place. Why don't we focus on the automotive side of the fence? Mercedes Toyota is number one in the automotive sector. Next up was Mercedes-Benz, and number three was BMW. So interesting, taking a look at vehicles that last a whole lot of miles and looking at the value of a brand. Toyota, as a brand, is the most valuable nameplate out there when it comes to brand recognition and reputation of brand. Very interesting. Mercedes coming in second, BMW coming in third. It's interesting to me that we don't see on that list of vehicles going over 200,000 miles vehicles from those two automakers, Mercedes and BMW. Mercedes are known to last a long time, especially their diesel vehicles, but they didn't happen to make this particular list. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. You can reach out via the email as well. It's bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Let's throw out a trivia question also and give away some prizes courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, as well as courtesy of Marie at Wash Drops, the new way to wash your vehicle. So here's the question. This vehicle was called the Prelude. Who made the Prelude? It's not around anymore, but it was around for a lot of years, and it was a very popular vehicle from this particular brand. The telephone number, toll-free, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email. It's bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, recalls continue to cause a lot of havoc here in 2015 for all kinds of brands. The latest one is from Nissan. And I'll tell you about this very unusual recall from the Nissan brand after we step aside for some important messages here on Auto World. We've got Bob calling in from Missouri, but we've got room for you as well at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN. Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further. And simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. We're having some technical problems on my end of the fence. So, again, if you lose me for a few moments, it's just because of that reason. But things are looking good right now, and we've got a trivia question out there about the Prelude. Who made the Prelude? The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Listening on KSIS, it's my pleasure to welcome Bob to Auto World. Hey there, Bob. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. And yourself?
Not too bad. Hanging in there. Facing a few challenges these days, but aren't we all?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You just got to keep moving the day at a time.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So, Bob, do you remember who made the Prelude?
Seems like that was Honda Prelude.
Yes, it was, and it was a quite popular offering for a long time. They made a two-door Prelude for quite some time, and many people very much like that nameplate. I wouldn't be surprised someday Honda may resurrect it. Congratulations. What's your favorite new vehicle out there on the road?
I think for new, I'm kind of an American-made fellow. My family worked for General Motors. So I'm kind of partial to that little Cadillac ATS.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's a vehicle that I haven't had the chance of testing yet. I'm really looking forward to it, but it's won a lot of accolades, to say the least. So you're a man with good taste. Hang on the line, And we'll go. Do you, well, before you get off the line, let me ask you, have you ever driven your any vehicle past 200,000 miles or anywhere near that kind of number?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's my play toy. I have a 72 Monte Carlo, 1972 Monte Carlo, and it's got a 402 big block in it, 400 turbo transmission, 12-volt, 373, and it's got 227,000 miles.
Wow, congratulations. Now, that's a good story to share with us. Well, excellent. Hang on the line for Matt, and we're going to get all your information, get your prize from Busted Knuckle and from the folks at Wash Drops. Thanks so much for calling in, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, and I love talking with you guys, and I think as long as Paul is absent, we're going to play some extended trivia here in this hour of the broadcast, and I'm also going to continue to tell you about some interesting little factoids. Why don't we throw out another question here about a vehicle that you can't buy right now, but it was certainly available for quite a number of years. Let's see. Why don't we do this? Who made the vehicle known as the Granada? Who made the Granada? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Do you remember, going back in time, who made the Granada? Quite often, late at night, my wife likes to watch some comedy, and in rerun form, been looking at some old Cheers episodes from the 1980s, and I notice in their opening on Cheers that one of these Granadas is right in the opening of the program. Who made the Granada? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Well, recalls, in a usual year, let's put it that way, a recall of about 220,000 vehicles wouldn't necessarily, I kind of disagree with this article. I think a recall of 220,000, in this case, mid-sized sedans, might make some significant headlines, but the author that I'm reading this article from, the author, is talking in context for this year, because this year the auto industry has already recalled 40 million vehicles, all different manufacturers, all different makes and models. Imagine that, 40 million vehicles. But the latest to join the recall club is from Nissan. It's about 220,000 Nissan Altima sedans sold in the U.S. during the 2013 model year. And the problem is their secondary hood latches could fail. I like the way they call it, the secondary hood latch. I wonder what they mean by the primary hood latch. I'm going to ask Pam, who will be with us in hour number two of the broadcast, to define that for us, because to me there's only one hood latch. So this is what Nissan is calling a secondary hood latch. And what can happen if you're driving along in your 2013 model year Nissan Altima is the hoods could potentially fly open while the vehicles are in motion. Now, that would not be a pretty thing. You're driving along, having a good time, it's a beautiful day, and the next thing you know, your hood is up in the air blocking your vision. I mean, that could really cause some serious accidents, serious problems. So I'm glad Nissan is stepping up to the plate and recalling these vehicles. That's the latest big recall. The other big story that we've got to tell you about is two announcements from the Tesla car company, the electric car company. They have released an all-wheel drive, as well as something called Autopilot, and something that they think will put the Tesla in the same performance range as a million-dollar McLaren supercar. Well, we'll see about that. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, and we're asking about the Granada. Who made the Granada? Well, lots of people on the line from all over the place. Let's go to Larry joining us on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Larry on line one, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing?
Just fine.
So what do you think? Who made the Granada?
It was made by Ford.
Yes, it was. Very popular vehicle in its day, and as I noted, looking at the reruns of Cheers in the 80s, you see a Granada going blasting by on Beacon Street in Boston, and certainly reminds me of at one time how popular that vehicle was. How about yourself, Larry? Have you ever driven a vehicle close to or exceeding 200,000 miles?
In fact, I have two right now. I have a Tahoe with like 315,000 miles on it, and that's an old one Tahoe, and a 93 Honda Civic that has 315 on it.
Wow, that's cool. Well, the Tahoe was on this list that I read a little bit earlier as being one of those vehicles that quite often goes off, goes over the 200,000-mile rank. It's ranked 7 on the list. But the Civic, that's interesting. So you've gotten a lot of mileage out of the Civic. Have you had to do any major engine work on that Civic?
Absolutely none. Exhaust system, tires, and batteries maintenance, but nothing as far as the engine. And it's just about to fall apart, but it has gotten as high as 45 miles to the gallon. It gets 36 to 38 consistently. And it's
wow.
Just excellent, reliable car. Always starts.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. And Larry, I'll have you hang on for Matt, and we'll give you also a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage and from the folks at Wash Drops. Thanks for listening on KXEL. Telephone-wise, the number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's throw out another trivia question as we go into this break. Who made the Neon? Which car company brought us the Neon? 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you'll get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Hi, I'm Joan Linden, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585, 800-582-7585.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and if you check out our network's website, GCNLive.com, you can see some stories that I have written in the realm of auto reviews. As a matter of fact, I've got a story up there on a vehicle that I had a few weeks back. It was the 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee Overland Special Edition. It was an Overland 4x4. You can read what I have to say about that. Also, another website I do a lot of work for is epictimes.com, which is a great website, and you can read my recent review of the Lexus small hybrid, the CT200H, and tomorrow it will go up live, my review of another small car, the Fiat 500, but not your regular Fiat 500. This one was the high-performance one. It was called the Fiat 500C for Cabriolet, a Barth edition. Who's a Barth? Well, a Barth was a tuner guy in Italy, Carl Barth, and his company was bought by Fiat in 1971, so these are kind of like the hot Fiats. So you'll read about my review of that vehicle. What's in my test car driveway this week? A vehicle that I've been really longing to drive. There have been a couple recently that I've been very fortunate to get that I've been longing to drive, the new Audi A3. All-new vehicle, and the Chrysler 200, all-new vehicle as well, and that's what I've been enjoying, very much enjoying this week, and I would recommend that vehicle, but you'll see my review on that at GCNLive.com and also at EpicTimes.com, so look for that. We've got a trivia question out there, and the trivia question is a relatively easy one. The telephone number is 855 660-4261, 855-660-4261. And we're also telling you about some of the latest news from the automotive world, including the fact that Tesla, the electric car company, expensive car, is giving Model S battery vehicles a D, which is their high-performance version. But for some, especially for those people who live in snowy areas, they're likely to award the company with an A. That is the new Tesla Model S D edition will be the first to get all-wheel drive, which is a must in many parts of the country. If you live in New England, if you live in the Midwest, or any place that you get a lot of snow, it's definitely to your advantage to have all-wheel drive. Meanwhile, a high-performance version of the all-wheel drive D Model S now will be capable of launching this electric vehicle from 0 to 60 miles an hour in barely 3 seconds, a little over 3 seconds. That's on par with the $1 million McLaren P1 supercar, according to Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Also, Tesla has been fooling around with some other things, including a new autopilot system. These autonomous driving vehicles are becoming very much in vogue these days in the news. The autopilot system in the Tesla will allow nearly hands-free driving on the highway. And according to the folks at Tesla, the technology, however, fell short of expectations that the Tesla would reveal a fully autonomous version of the Model S. They were originally expected to have a completely autonomous vehicle, but like General Motors with their new Super Cruise, which is going to debut for 2015 in their top-of-the-line Cadillac, they are going in the realm of this hands-free driving. How do you feel about that? That is the question. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. We're also polling you if you yourself have driven a vehicle, and so far two of the callers that we have talked to have driven vehicles and perhaps also, in these two cases, own vehicles with an excess of 200,000 miles on it. So we definitely want to hear that answer from you as well. Meanwhile, trivia question was, we've got a trivia question out there, and hopefully we've got somebody to solve that question. Let's go to Norma joining us in Missouri. Norma,
hello.
You're next.
Hello.
Hey there. Hi, Norma. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm fine. was your neon question still a good one?
Yes, it is. Who made the neon?
It made by Chrysler, and we have a grandson that owns one. That makes it easy.
and it was the underpinnings for a lot of other Chrysler vehicles. Many people don't realize that, but the Chrysler PT Cruiser was actually built off that same platform. And one of my producers, I won't embarrass him, but one of my producers here at the network actually has Dodge Neon. So you are 100% correct. We're going to give you a cool prize courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. But let's ask you the question that I've been polling folks since I read a story at the top about the vehicles most likely, brand new vehicles, to reach 200,000 miles. Have you ever driven a vehicle anywhere near close to 200,000 miles?
Oh, yes. We've driven at least four.
Wow. This really surprises me. That's
we're
great.
Still driving. Oh, sorry. We're still driving two of them. Our 89 Mercury Grand Marquis has got over 200 and it's about 220. About 220,000 miles. We're still driving it.
That's great. Certainly. And what's the other vehicle that you have?
Well, we have a 99 Dodge Diesel that's a 2500 it's over 400,000.
Wow.
And then we had an 89 Plymouth Voyager that we drove. It was over 225,000. And then
amazing.
We had a 93 Dodge Grand Caravan that we run over the 600,000.
Well, I'm proud of you, Norma.
We're just cheapskates, I'm afraid.
I'm proud of you. That is fantastic. Congratulations. And congratulations for getting the neon question right. Hang on for Matt. Don't be a stranger. Call us anytime. We'll get you out those cool prizes, courtesy of Busted Knuckle and Wash Drops. Thanks so much, Norma. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. I kind of like giving away stuff. I'm in that kind of mood here today. My birthday's upcoming this week, so maybe I've got presents on my mind, so I'm giving you guys some presents here on the radio. Wish I could give you free cars, but maybe someday if I get my television show, we can do that and give away a free car and reward all of my Auto World listeners over these past two decades. Let's throw out another trivia question, and shall we make it a little tougher, or what do you think here? We'll kind of go in the middle ground here. All right, why don't we make it a question about a... I think that one's going to be a little bit too hard, so why don't we go with this particular question. Who made... there could be some confusion on this one, so I'm going to pass over that one as well. Why don't we go with this question? Who made the Versailles? Which car company made the Versailles? Wasn't around for very long. Sounds luxury, doesn't it? Versailles. What do you drive?
I drive a Versailles.
Anyway, who made the Versailles? It was... actually a spin-off of another vehicle that we may have mentioned a little bit earlier here in our trivia contest. Who made the Versailles? This was a vehicle that was around in very limited numbers in the 1970s. I don't think it carried over into the 80s. No, it definitely did not. But it was based on another American car. So it's definitely a vehicle from one of the American manufacturers. It's either a Ford Lincoln Mercury product or a GM product or a Chrysler product. Who made the Versailles? The telephone number is 855-660-4261. And I'll tell you what, we'll hold that over to the second hour of the broadcast because they're chasing me out the door for this hour. That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Lye.
On the road again, I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again, I'm on the road again.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.